So you guys, like, it was more low-key for the, like, the race, like, the discrimination against interracial couples.
That was not a big factor
in our relationship.
We've experienced some slight.
Yeah.
Times did change from the 50s to the 80s.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I think there are still more problems even today.
Oh, yeah.
It has not disappeared. And we are very aware of that. And so
we have to keep our antenna open.
This is when we travel outside our
area. I think the experiences I feel that are a little bit edgy are when we're walking on the street and somebody comes along, usually a white man comes along and makes a racist remark. That's happened twice.
In San Francisco.
And then there was in Berkeley when another white guy came along and bumped into us. And I think he did it deliberately.
Recently?
What, a year or so ago. Mm-hmm.
And in San Francisco, that was pretty scary.
Yeah, I just told Vanjie to avoid eye contact.
Look at him. He says, you just don't look at him. Because he was big, mean, and horrible. And he was, I would say that he was one of those skinheads.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The other thing is that we took a car trip across country. Well, back to Minnesota and back. Mm-hmm. And we stopped in various places like Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And we were on our way home from Yellowstone, we're coming down Idaho. Idaho at the time already had the reputation of being the home of the Nazis and skinheads. The American Nazis and the skinheads. Well, we wanted to go into a rest stop. Well, that rest stop was populated by a bunch of skinheads as we were driving in, so I didn't even stop the car. I just moved on.
We didn't want to be a target. And we're very aware of being targets, so because some of these actions against people, and especially interracial couples, are random.
Yeah.
In some cases,
we don't know when they're going to
come up because you'll be at a place at a certain time, and then that's when they'll take action. But you don't know that beforehand because so we're just cautious. It's like having eyes in the back of our heads when we leave this area. I'm always very aware because of our. Now, if I were with a Filipino man, I wouldn't be as cautious as I am with being with a Caucasian, because it's the mixture that gets people upset.
Now, we did drive through the Midwest last July. We went back basically for a Filipino-American historical conference in St. Louis, but we started out in Minnesota, and we drove through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and into Missouri, and we stopped at many places and so forth. I don't remember any feeling of hostility directed at us at any time. Everybody was, businesslike, even cordial, and so forth. And, Midwest is not that open in a group or community, but, we never experienced anything bad at this time. So,
But I did back in the 50s, because we traveled to Colorado, and they just wouldn't serve me, and they were mean. We were just very, very careful. And like I said, a cop was behind us in Nevada and saw us and arrested us. So, but those were those days, and I don't think that would happen now. I don't know. It might in some real,